Can you tell us why is the first 100 days of a presidency so important?
Well, because, you know, it shows the public how a president plans to govern, what he wants to do, and it's sort of a confirmation of everything that he campaigned on. Does he, or, you know, eventually she, come into office and actually start to do the things that he or she says that they're going to do? And in the case of a second-term presidency like this one, what's changed and what's the same? What kind of people do they hire? What kind of people do they put in place to do what they are setting out to do?
Now, how does this first 100 differ from his 100 days in the first term? Were his numbers really good for the first 100 days in that first term?
His numbers were a little better than they are now. He still saw a drop-off in approval from the start of his presidency to 100 days in, but the drop-off has been even steeper this time around. He started out pretty well at about 51% in our polling. He's now down to 45%, and some polls have him as low as 39%, which would be the lowest approval rating for a president in their first or second term in the modern era. His aides have been dismissing all these polls as fake news, but you know, in the same breath, they are also quoting these polls when there are numbers that they like. For example, our new CBS News poll that came out on Sunday that showed that 56% of Americans approve of the Trump administration's program to deport immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally.
Now, what's the president's reaction been to those, to the reports of the 39%, the really low poll numbers?
Oh, he says that people are getting bad information and, you know, like a lot of things that he doesn't like. He calls it fake news. But, you know, it's interesting if you dig deeper into some of this polling, you find that what is probably driving the drop in support has more to do with the economy than with immigration. The economy and inflation are always the number one issue for voters, and a pretty significant majority of voters right now say that the president is spending too much time focusing on tariffs and not enough time focusing on bringing down prices. And, you know, they're concerned that the major changes that he is making to government are coming too quickly, a little too haphazardly. They say, yes, he is doing what he promised on the campaign trail, but that, you know, some of it has been so rushed that there have been mistakes, and now there are deep worries about what the you know, this unpredictable tariff policy could mean for prices going forward.
Now, Nancy, what is the president doing today? Where's he going?
He's going to Michigan. He is going to talk about everything that he has accomplished when it comes to the economy. In particular, he's going to talk about what his tariff policies mean for the auto industry. He believes that ultimately it'll bring more auto manufacturing back to the United States. His critics argue that in the short term, and when I say short term, you know, we could be looking at years, that it's actually going to drive up the price of automaking, because it isn't quick or easy to move manufacturing back to the U.S., and sometimes it doesn't happen at all because the price of labor is so much higher here. And so as a result, it's predicted that the cost of automobiles and trucks is going to go up by thousands of dollars, and that is something that has the auto industry pretty worried. But he still has a lot of support among auto workers, among steel workers, who say that he is fighting for them, and that's the kind of thing that he's going to be promoting when he is in Michigan today.
That's really interesting to me, because that seems to be a state that's really been rocked by his tariff plan, and he and Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer really haven't been on the best of terms, so I'm thinking it could be a really interesting day just north of the Motor City on this visit.
No question, and what we'll be watching for is if Governor Whitmer actually makes an appearance with him today. Because she was seen in the Oval Office a couple of weeks ago, that sort of famous picture of her, you know, realizing that it might not be great for her Democratic future to be there in the room with the Republican president that a lot of Democrats aren't big fans of. So she sort of put her binder in front of her face. Will she do that metaphorically today and stay far away from this president, or will she welcome him to Michigan and try to do something with him there? That remains to be seen.
So many angles. Nancy Cordes, CBS News Chief White House Correspondent, thanks for joining us in your excellent coverage.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.